Fraser Valley Regional Library and Langley Environmental Partners Society hosted a four-hour drop-in repair cafe at the Muriel Arneson Library Saturday, a free, by donation service that aimed to reduce waste by recycling through repairing, rather than dumping. Repair Cafe at Muriel Arneson Library saw volunteers challenged pic.twitter.com/DG7P5MDays. Langley Advance Times. At Langley Times, May 31, 2025. People brought in household items for repair by volunteers, including small appliances, jewelry, bikes, toys, clothing, and more. "We had a lineup out the door to start this morning," LAPS Executive Director Nicole Marbles said. One client, who brought their Mixmaster mixer, will be returning when the next repair cafe is held. "They weren't able to fix it, but they were able to give her the part number," Marple told the Langley Advance Times. "She's going to order that part and bring it back to our next repair cafe in July. And then they'll be able to fix it up for her then." Maureen Campbell from Murrayville and her sewing machine were busy. "We've had several people come in and bring in items of clothing that either needed some kind of repair or some hemming done on it because it was too long for them," Campbell reported. "One person came in with an umbrella and thought somehow we could sew it back together. That was the most unusual one to come through. And no, they couldn't sew it back together." Volunteers Rob Hollins and Mike Pyle were examining a toy train and preparing to give the bad news to the young owner. "Unfortunately, the motor is not working," Hollins observed. "It's not just the connections, it's not just the switch, it's the motor itself." Pyle had some success earlier in the day, finding a cost-effective solution for one client. "It was an electric lawnmower with a failed bridge rectifier, which converts alternating current, AC, into direct current, DC. You can fix that for $14. That's nice, to put a lawnmower back in its yard," Pyle said. "I get to be a hero, fix things for people," he smiled. Volunteers were able to fix 30 of about 40 items brought in, Marples estimated. "We did pretty good," Marples told the Langley Advance Times. "I'm constantly amazed at the skill level of those volunteers who are able to take things and actually fix them." LAPS plans another cafe for July 26 at its offices at 4839 221 Street in Langley from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In 2009, the first repair cafe was staged in Amsterdam, with volunteers fixing broken household items for free to reduce waste and bring communities together. The idea has become an international movement at more than 2,000 locations worldwide.